Irene Gale reading a poem written about my mother, Edith Tilly, she was then, by her younger brother. And so it's called Our Gert, written on the 22nd of May 1910 by Frank Tilly and dedicated to his sister, Edith Gertrude Tilly. I have a big sister and her name is Gert. She's booked for a giantess. Although she's a swank in her new grey skirt, she don't flirt with the boys, you'll guess. And the chorus is, and it's Gertie isn't flirty, for the boys she's not old enough yet. But she'll go for a copper and give him a cropper. She's a regular suffragette. She stood up on a box in Trafalgar Square and spoke for her downtrodden sisters. For policeman or soldier she did not care, and raved till her tongue was all blisters. To the brass button blue bottle she gave no heed, who said, come little birdie, come. And when he came with his cudgel and steech, him she felled with the blow of her thumb. Mrs. Pankhurst accompanied her in a cell, for that's where they came to at last. But they set it ablaze and a warder as well, while a stool at another she cast. They captured her safely despite her ire, and thought they had got her at last. But a thousand young ladies rescued her from their fire when they heard her whistle's loud blast. They tried hard to catch her for many a long day, and they haven't caught her yet. They can try forever, I say, but they will never catch her, you bet. And it's Gertie isn't flirty, for the boys she's not old enough yet, but she'll go for a copper and give him a cropper. She's a regular suffragette. Now, none of that's true. She never went to prison. She was 14 when he wrote this, or 16, thereabouts. And he was about 11. And he just pulled out what had happened to other women, and the fact that she was a suffragette, and made it all sound as though she did it.